HQ Personnel on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Hello, Sarah.
Hello there.
You are here today to talk mainly temp work.
Yes.
We were just talking what it... Who are the people who are looking for temporary work?
So I would say at this time of year, we are looking to talk to students primarily. Mm-hmm. So people that are available for the holidays and that could do with earning some cash.
Because they've all just finished their exams.
Yeah.
Come back home and suddenly there's no student loan about to hit.
Nope.
And they've still got things they want to do.
Absolutely.
They need a job.
Yes, and they've got skills that we and our clients can definitely use.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the joy of temping for an agency is it is a quick way to get cash. We pay on a weekly basis, so you don't have to wait for the end of the month,
yeah.
like permanent people do. And we pay into their banks by backs, so every Friday their money hits.
Mm-hmm.
And we find with students, because usually they're doing dissertations, they've got really, really good keyboard skills. And a lot of students have had, you know, summer jobs, either in offices, which obviously we can utilise their office experience.
Yeah.
But we do hospitality as well. So anybody who's got experience of bar work, we do a lot with the events. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for at the moment.
So there's quite a wide variety of jobs that students could come to you and get involved with. The other people that are also looking for temp work, who else is looking?
So I would say if somebody has been out of the workplace for a considerable amount of time, it's a good way of easing them back into work. So perhaps people that have had extended maternity leave and don't have a role to go back to, maybe they're just wanting to look at part-time opportunities, which we do get temporary work that is part-time. So that would be good if we could speak to mums or dads returning to work after maternity leave. And maybe if there's some newly retired people that thought retirement was going to be fantastic and they were going to hit the golf clubs and, you know, really enjoy an active summer and have decided that really it's quite boring. I can't ever imagine that, to be honest.
Well,
it never happened to my mum and dad. They enjoy retirement. So, but there might be people out there that think, you know, I could just do with a couple of weeks' work, pin money for holidays or whatever, because our assignments can be literally from 4 hours a day, somebody just covering phones for a client, or we might have, you know, the odd week where a client's expecting a mailer to drop, so they need some help with phones, or maybe packing stuff in a warehouse. So it can literally be that ad hoc, 4 hours, a couple of days, a week, a few weeks, and then we have maternity covers. We've just taken a really good one. We do a lot of work with Wetherby businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And businesses in Tockwith, which is where I'm from. So, yeah, it can extend for up to a year.
The word temporary is as long as a piece of string,
isn't it? Absolutely is. It absolutely is.
And how does it work with matching people? How do you... Because are you kind of the matchmaker of jobs?
Oh, yes.
How would you suss out this person is suitable for this role?
It is very much done on a face-to-face basis. We believe that we need to get to know our candidates. So we don't just match CVs to job specs.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how we run as a business. So we meet every candidate. They come into our offices in Harrogate. We're opposite the Magistrates Court, so a nice leafy part of Harrogate.
Mm-hmm.
And we will go through an interview process with them. And at the end of the day, I think that can be the kind of scariest thing, coming in to actually meet a recruitment agency, especially if you've been out of work for some time, or if you are a student, you haven't got a lot of, you know, work experience. But we're a team of seven. We're very experienced in what we do. So we'll interview the candidates, go through their skills, and then we've got an evaluation system, which sounds scary. It's not a pass or fail situation,
okay.
But it's basically where we assess their speeds on keyboards.
All right, OK.
And then we would match them up to any positions that we have. So either geographically, you know, if they live in Wetherby and they're wanting work in Wetherby, we'll always put them out to Wetherby Tockwith, Tadcaster clients. And that's basically it. So,
do they then have to go for an interview with their employer as well, or are you doing that on behalf of the employer?
We do it on behalf of the employer. If it's a maternity cover, we'll probably send them out for interview. But I would say the majority of our temporary assignments are basically placed on our say-so, on the candidate being suitable.
Okay. Are you also looking for people who need roles filling? So do you need both? You need both sides,
yes,
to come together?
Absolutely. We do take new clients on, always welcome.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, there is more of a candidate shortage than a client shortage,
okay,
which is a bit strange. It's a real turn in the marketplace. But yes, we've just taken a new client on this morning. So we're happy to help people if they just need, you know, an ad hoc pair of hands. On a part-time, temporary, or even permanent. We do have a really successful permanent division as well.
Okay.
And that covers all the aspects of office work, so from your administration side of things right up to sales managers, team leaders, accountants. So, yeah, we cover a wide variety. And we also touch on, like, warehouse work as well. We don't do driving. That's probably the only thing that we don't do.
It's, once again, almost as long as a piece of
skin,
bar the driving.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So if people are wanting to, whichever side of the coin they are on, if they are looking for temporary work, if they've just finished the university for a while, or, as you say, they're maybe getting back into roles, or they have retired and they're actually more bored than they thought they'd be,
mm-hmm,
what's the best way for them to get in contact with you and get, you know, get searching with HQ Personnel?
I'm a bit of an old-fashioned type of girl, so I would say pick the phone up. Pick the phone up, have a chat with us. That's probably the best way. Because if we want to see you, we'll invite you in for an immediate interview. So rather than say, you can send your CV in. If you go on our website, www.hqpersonnel.co.uk, it has all of our current vacancies on there and you can just apply for them. But I think it's best to pick the phone up, ask to speak to a consultant on either the temporary side or the perm side, and we'll take it from there.
Okay. Are you ready with that phone number? Is that it straight there?
Absolutely.
Go on.
It's Harrogate 520220.
HQ Personnel on Stray FM's Business Hub.